So I'm going to try this. Just don't even make a product, and there's another company that does. I saw, I think, is it Barna or something like that? They have a store.
You have it in the house?
You know. But I've never tried it.
We watched three or four videos, and they had, you know, regular people using this stuff, and it seemed like it did what I wanted to do. I don't, I'm not going to go through the whole, you know, do it right process. It just, plus, it's not that big of a space, and the wood goes different directions. I mean, they did it two different ways. So to see it, it'll be a pain in the neck. Plus, we have carpet in half of the room. I don't want to. I don't mess with it. Yeah, simple is good. Is this your final reading on the, it's like, no, it's my first reading for the budget.
I checked my phone before I came up here.
I checked my email.
I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, call the July 3rd meeting of Orville City Council to order. Before the regular council meeting starts this evening, we'll have a public hearing on Resolution 35-17. That's to approve the budget for the city for 2018. If there's anyone in the audience that wishes to say anything during this public hearing, if you would raise your hand, I will swear you in. Make sure that you're eligible to talk. Anybody out there?
Here.
Paul or the pastor, if not ready to jump up and down. Okay. Well, if no one is going to testify during this, I will then close the public hearing. Now, this evening will be led in prayer by Pastor Luke Brenneman from New Hope Christian Center. Stand, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. Father, in this season, this time of the year, we recognize the freedoms, the freedom we have in this country, the privilege of freedom. Part of that is the freedom of expression, and as there's freedom of expression, it brings perhaps conflict between people. So I ask you for grace for each other. I ask you for truth that produces trust and disables fear. I thank you, Father, that true freedom is personal and by your Spirit. And Father, we recognize it's to see things more how you see them. And Father, help us to see. I thank you, Father, that you're not a stingy Father, but you desire to give us what is good for us. And would you give us understanding? Thank you, Father, for your grace and truth and wisdom that helps these leaders care for this city and its people. I thank you for grace and your truth and wisdom that brings peace in the community. Father, I thank you for the activities planned for this week. Thank you for all the ideas and work, all the people that put the plans together and made it happen. Father, it can be a really fun time, and we ask you for safety. We think especially for the safety and service departments, the police department, the fire department. Would you provide for them insight and wisdom and protection as they deal with people and with extra activities this week? Father, we bless this meeting and all that goes on to govern and care for Orville. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Shu.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Vance.
Absent.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asparis.
Here.
Corfman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our June 19th meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Yes, sir.
I move we approve those minutes as documented.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Larson.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Corfman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shu.
Yes.
We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Asparis.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple of things concerning finance tonight. First of all, there are two pieces of legislation on the agenda tonight. One concerning first reading of the 2018 budget, and we'll get to that. And also, we have a resolution to for a change in the wastewater reserve fund. I'm sure Ms. Strum will discuss that when it comes up. And then the last thing I wanted to remind council and everyone else, as far as our special meeting of council and workshop, will be a week from today, next Monday, July 10th, immediately after the utility board meeting, and that's going to be roughly around 7 o'clock. That's all I have this evening. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Utilities. Mr. Corfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have a happy Firefighters Festival and July 4th. Utilities has no report. Thank you.
Thank you. Health and Safety, Mr. Vance is not here. We'll move to Parks and Recreation. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no formal announcement, but just wanted to say that I was in the park this weekend and all the fields were busy. A lot of food smell in the air. It smelled very good. So everyone enjoy the festivities this week. Please pick up after yourself and make sure we keep our parks clean throughout the week. Thank you.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Shu.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report, but I would just like to wish everybody a good 4th of July and a safe one. So, thank you.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report from Ordinance and Personnel, but I would like to join with the others in wishing everyone a happy, safe, and healthy Independence Day.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports, but our administrative reports will continue with Mayor Hanworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. A few items tonight. I would also like to just thank our firefighters, first of all, for all the hard work and planning that goes into this week. We've had many calls as far as, you know, when the fireworks are, when the parade is starting and all that sort of thing. It is a little different this year than it has been, but that is certainly well thought out by the firefighters, and it hits this particular schedule every so often. So that's nothing new, actually. Would also like to mention that this past weekend, the firefighters had the first softball tournament, which had, I believe, 34 teams involved in that. From all over Ohio and from out of state, and then there'll be a second ball tournament starting
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so hopefully it'll dry up a little bit again, and that one is 78 teams, I believe.
Right.
So lots of people are going to be visiting our city here this week for that tournament, and also for the carnival and the parade and the fireworks. So again, we hope people help Orville put its best foot forward and keep things cleaned up in the yards and things like that. One of the things I wanted to mention about the ball tournament that we just had, you know, council helped us pass and get the dugouts put in for the softball field last year. We had some people mention this spring that, boy, we took too many seats away, you can't see, blah, blah, and everything else. I wanted to mention that one of our firefighters was telling me this weekend that's very involved in the tournament, that they had nothing but positive comments about the new dugouts out there from the visiting teams and coaches and also the umpires, which I think tells a lot because those are the people that are making sure the game is run well and run safe. And so they were very pleased that we did have those dugouts put in. So I wanted to mention that. I think anybody that goes out there a lot has quickly found that while you may not sit where you used to sit to see, there are plenty of places that you can still see from, and I think it'll be something that people get used to as time goes on. But the visitors thought it was great. Also wanted to mention that with each new state budget that gets passed, we have one almost ready to be passed now. Governor has done his final words on it, and I think it goes back to the House and Senate yet for one more look over. Every time the last few years, we're losing money. Municipalities are losing money. It's being taken away from us. And I would just like to mention that too many times the comments that we hear from Columbus is, if you're short on money, raise your taxes. And I don't know that the people around here are aware that that's what we're hearing. But I've never had a year like this year where we've had so many calls from our association people, whether it's the Ohio Municipal League or AMP, American Municipal Power, telling us, please contact your representatives. There's another thing that's going to either hurt our utilities or hurt the municipality financially. And this is all over the state. At our mayor's conference here this past month, I sat in a room with 120 mayors who were not happy at all with some of the financial decisions that are being made. And I want to just bring that to light so that people are aware that, you know, we're being told, raise your taxes. And that's something that we've avoided for a long time and we're not interested in doing right now either. But that's the kind of answers we're getting. They take money away and then they tell us to raise taxes so we can be the bad guys. I would think within the next week or so, even for the next meeting, I could meet with Ms. Strimlin, and we could actually come up with a dollar figure of over the last, say, 6 years, how much money we've had taken away. Because I know at one time the dollar amount was just as high as if we would have passed that 0.25% tax increase a few years back that was tried. And that was going to be $700,000 or $800,000 a year annually, and we've lost that much. And I think it's way more than that now. So we'll try to have that figure next meeting. One last thing, and that is someone is, I guess, passing a rumor around town that I'm not running again in the next term, which is actually two whole years away. So I've had two different people come up and say, hey, I hear you're not running again. And I would just like to put out there right now that I have not said that at all. So I don't know who started the rumor and why they feel they need to pass that around. But if I had to decide today, then I would say I'm probably running again. But it's 2 years away. Who knows what happens in 2 years? So I just wanted to put that out there, too, because I've had, in the last week and a half, two different people say that to me. And that's all I have. Thank you. I wish everybody a happy 4th of July.
Thank you, Mayor. Move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder to all of our residents that trash pickup is delayed one day this week due to the Independence Day holiday. So pickup is Friday instead of Thursday. Concrete street projects are scheduled to start next week. North Star was the low bidder on our OPWC projects as well as on the CDBG Pearl Street project. They're expected to start here in the next week or two as well. We're trying to get a pre-con meeting in this week yet. Of course, we are waiting on our state grant documents as well, which should be in, I would think, sometime this week as well. Also, as a result of the bid prices, I do plan to go ahead and get East Oak, Arlington, and Independence done this year as well. So those will be in our resurfacing projects as well. And they were bid as alternate bids to see if we would have the funds to do that. And it does appear that we'll be able to get those done. So that's good news. Just a reminder as well, the parade is tomorrow at 4. Also, the carnival starts tomorrow at noon. And the fireworks are Saturday, July 8th, around 10 o'clock, between 10 and 10:10, depending on when the ball tournament gets done. Also, the water department will begin restoration on East Water Street next week. That is a temporary restoration on the work they had done, since we are going to be into doing all asphalt overlay here this fall yet. And that's my report for tonight.
Thank you. We will move down to our utilities director, Mr. Rediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of non-utility items, and the mayor touched briefly on the state budget. We've been sending out a number of emails discussing some anti-municipality language that was included in the recent budget. When that went to the governor's office this past Monday, he did veto that along with, I think, 40 to 50 other items on that. But as the mayor mentioned there, the House and the Senate are determining, I think, this Thursday whether or not they have the capability or the number of votes to go back and possibly challenge a number of the governor's vetoes on that. So that particular anti-municipality language is still possibly at risk if the House decides to go back and cherry pick on some of these exclusions that the governor exempted from the state budget. So at least our state association is still asking us to keep in touch with our elected folks, remind them again that that language is not very favorable for us. The last item, and it's also a legal note, you may recall, and it's been a number of years, in 2013, one of the last big EPA rulemakings came out that impacted the utility. And if you recall, over since that time, we have been engaged in a number of court battles, a lot of lawsuits. Our recent suit was in front of the District of Columbia District Court of Appeals. They denied a number of our actions. We actually took an appeal to the Supreme Court, and we were just advised last Friday that, unfortunately, the court is not going to take up that that appeal for us, and that appeal pretty much ends almost 4 years of legal battles that we've been arguing with federal EPA on. So some of those provisions that that still are plaguing us and a lot of other businesses and industries and small municipalities is something that we will still be dealing with despite all the changes that we've made in the as a result of the settlement about a year and a half ago. So it was kind of ironic because about in 1915, the city actually won a Supreme Court hearing, and that was the start of the electric utility. So we're kind of hoping to go back in there, and so probably another 100 years before we get another shot at it again.
You think you're going to be here?
Well, probably not this time. We'll pass that on to hopefully a lot more wiser folks than me. That's all I have tonight, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to our finance director, Ms. Strumlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. The 2018 budget is on first reading this evening. The budget is simply a proposed plan for providing services and improvements for both the city and the utilities for 2018. The budget does not give the authority to expend funds. It's simply a statutory requirement. The total budget is $58 million. After we remove modifications for changes in capital projects and also working capital transfers, the 2018 budget is decreasing approximately 2.5% when you compare it to 2017 final appropriations. The major changes on the tax-supported side are changes in capital projects and also the associated grant funding. On the utility side, we have a wide range, working capital transfers, purchase power, natural gas, capital project modifications, and also reductions in payroll and contractual services as the power plant settles into their new mode of operation with natural gas. We'll go over all the changes in detail at our workshop on Monday, July 18th, immediately following the utility board meeting. And if you have any questions prior to that, feel free to give me a call. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Was that July 10th or the...
July 10th.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Immediately next Monday following the utility board meeting.
Okay. You said 18th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's all I have.
Okay, but the 10th is correct.
The 10th, yes.
Okay, thank you. Our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. For my report this evening, I just want to remind all the council members that even though next Monday is a special meeting, it is a required meeting for council members. It's not optional because we will be having our second reading for that budget. So just keep in mind that this is a required meeting. We have no old business for this evening. We'll move to new business. Mr. Morrison.
Resolution number 3517. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Vance.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Corkman.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
Chu.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Resolution number 3517, a resolution approving the budget for the city of Oroville, Ohio for the calendar year 2018 and declaring an emergency.
Okay. This one will, first reading this evening, next week on second reading, and third reading the following week.
That's correct.
And that's because this needs to be turned in by the county, or
yes,
to the county by the end of the month.
Exactly.
Move on, Mr. Morrison.
Resolution number 3617. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Resolution number 3617. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into an agreement and or agreements without bidding to demolish real estate located at 240 West Market Street, Oroville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a request for permission to demolish 240 West Market. This is a backup plan in case the grant review process either comes to a standstill or our grant is denied. Then I want the ability to go ahead and move forward with the demolition, and knowing that August break is coming up, I wanted to have that opportunity to get that before you prior to the break. I would use general fund dollars. I have some general fund money that I've allotted in the current appropriations that would definitely fit the bill for a project like this. So this is my backup plan, and when I say without bidding, it's simply without the formal bidding process. I would still go ahead and get quotes from reputable folks. So it does not have to be approved tonight, but I would ask if it's not approved tonight that it is approved prior to our August break.
Anyone have any questions? Yes, sir.
This building's about shot. I mean, it's right down to everything's gone, including the nails holding the slate roof on, so there's just not much hope for it if we don't get any grant money. I see no reason.
Grant money or not, it needs to go away. Anyone else?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yep.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
I move resolution number 3617 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Resolution number 3717. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Parkman?
Yes.
Resolution number 3717, a resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Oroville, State of Ohio during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2017, and declaring an emergency.
Ms. Tremblin, any words of wisdom for us?
I do have a few comments, sir. This is a change to the Wastewater Utility Reserve Fund. We're removing $250,000 from the sludge thickener project. The project was originally appropriated for $520,000. We're removing $250,000 to move towards 2018. The project is going to be completed then. $270,000 was left in appropriations to cover the emergency repair of the 1,500 foot of 36 inch concrete sewer main. That legislation was approved by council with resolution 2917, and this change in appropriations is the result of that resolution.
Anyone have any questions, comments?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Wheeler. Or excuse me, second, Mr. Wilson. Have to change your seat.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Parkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
I move resolution number 3717 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Burke.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Parkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
This evening is new business. Anyone have anything for the good of the order this evening? Oh. Mr. Vance.
Mr. President, move to be adjourned.
Thank you. Second. Mr. Wilson.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Parkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting. We're now adjourned.
Throw candy my way.
I'll be there with my mom and dad. So it's so gentle. But my dad loves candy, though. I think he's one of those that wherever you're, you'll be golfing. You like, want some candy? You'll be pulling candy out of his pockets.
His mom is a great baker.